There are seven acknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to witness the eighth.
Your attention, everyone.
All this is regrettable, but there's no cause for alarm.
That's right. Back with the Regrettable Podcast.
Regrettably, yes.
None of us are even introduced yet, so I'm your host, Tyler Massey. Of course, with me, both excellent co-hosts, the legendary Jay Lindley. How are you, sir?
What's up, homie?
And, of course, my brother, the newsman, Patrick Massey. That's what they used to call him.
Yep. Most regrettable.
And here we are, back with the Regrettable Podcast. Thank you, Jay. Thanks, and all of this great content, thanks to you for one of my favorite people ever, Laura Lindley, attorney in law in downtown DeQueen. Thank you so much, Laura. You can go and get everything you need. She's licensed in Arkansas and Oklahoma in a bilingual office, 642-4462, speaking Spanish and English. And all that good stuff. So
what is this, Amazon Prime, where we're doing the commercial before we actually get to the show?
Right off the bat. Yeah. She deserves it.
All right. Okay. Already half of the people that listen are gone.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. No, shut up. I'm gone with that.
The other half need an attorney, so.
Yeah. That's right. So they're very intently listening. Well, yeah. You know, I had said we just did the Tiki Cruise. You're hearing this now. Tiki Cruise is going to be released next week, y'all. I'm deciding to do something that America needs. A little delayed gratification. How about that?
Mm. I love it.
You know? You can't just hit the online order now button and have it to your house in 15 seconds. That's not how the Regrettable Podcast does it. Right. So you're getting this episode, this filler junk episode, before you get the real one.
This is like the Oregon Trail. Like, it takes you 6 months to get there. You might have had to eat a person or two along the way. Old Billy Bob got bit by a rattlesnake and you had to bury him.
Yeah, yeah. And then,
but it's getting there. It'll get there.
You've agreed with your whole crew to never talk about it.
Yes.
You know? Mm. But then you always have the hunger.
Yeah.
You're the Wendigo now.
Yeah.
Because, the guy you ate was, pretty powerful guy.
Yeah.
So you gained his strength, right? That's how that works.
Yeah. That's what I hear.
That's what I hear. Yeah. Ravenous. But yeah, Laura Lindley, I told her the other day, or I was talking on the radio show. I was like, she's one of my favorite people ever, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, you must not have met very many people.
Yeah. Yeah. But she was.
That's her defense mechanism.
That's true. She was very, aw.
Yeah.
Yes.
Definitely. Through text message.
But huge success. Great time.
Yeah. Tiki for sure. Cruise. Tiki Cruise was awesome. It was super something. Awesome. Yeah. It was something. It was something for sure. For sure.
It was a disaster as far as I can tell.
Okay. It's
I don't know what you guys remember. I was there, man. All right. I remember Charlie in the trees.
All right. Patrick's had that 1,000-yard stare since it.
I remember Chance Lambeth twice knocked over my drink. First, as I was getting on the, I meticulously made a mixed drink to bring with me. Because listeners may not know, I have to be pretty up to do this podcast, to even be willing to do it, all right. And Chance Lambeth twice knocked my drink over, all right.
Yeah,
totally ruined it for me, and so I had to do it half sober, which sucked.
Oh, I know. I drank one beer, and then I had a few sips of your drink,
The half
before,
that I was able to save.
But you had a tumbler. And he must have spilled at least $5 worth of alcohol because he had a tumbler and he's like, can you make me a mixed drink while we're driving down this windy Broken Bow Lake road? And I was like, okay. And you hit a bump and it went like,
I might have made this a little strong.
It was 75 parts or whatever, three parts rum and one part Coke.
Yeah. Well, and actually at Tiki Bar prices, it was $85 worth of alcohol that Chance Lambeth just knocked into the dirt. And I was putting my shirt in it, trying to soak the liquor back
just
up. Ringing it right out back into the cup. So.
Suck it out your shirt, you beat.
Yeah. It might have been a little gritty when you got to
I've noticed.
And bagging on Chance is talking smack about your mom throwing out your porn stash too, because he's one of our biggest listeners as well.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I love it.
No, it was an interesting time, dude. We were able to pull it off in some way or another.
Yes.
Despite all the adversity that we found. It was
running
a good time.
Late was one.
Yeah.
I remember there was this talk we were gonna be there 4 o'clock, hours before it started, prepare. And then Tyler, you show up 10 minutes before we're supposed to be there.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's a 35-minute drive.
Right, right. Well, the thing is that Ray calls me and he's like, yeah, you're gonna have to wait till the last cruise to even do anything.
Yeah.
So I was like, what's the point?
Yeah.
Well, that is the point. Well, apart from like being
at the bar beforehand.
From being like, you know, responsible human. Yeah. You know? I wasn't going to get hammered. Come on. I was sweating, dude. I was sweating my ass off trying to make sure that that went off without a hitch. And we had a few of them.
Few hitches, so, yeah. I believe it was highly successful even with a few hitches.
I think so. So you guys keep tuned into the Regrettable Podcast. You're going to hear next week, next Friday, the 10th. Yeah, the 10th, you will hear the Tiki Cruz episode. That's nice. Enough time, right?
Absolutely.
I think it's enough time.
Yeah. Can I just say that I'm really disappointed with our audience? Like, not like what they do, but who they are.
Yeah.
You know, as people, I'm very disappointed in their level of humanity.
Not all of them.
We had every all creep in Southwest Arkansas and Southeast Oklahoma show up for this thing. I mean, there was a guy that wore like a fake Guy Fieri visor thing
and like a bot and like the shirt that makes you look like you have muscles.
I thought it was a shirt that make you look fat,
but he was filling it out.
It was a shirt with a beer gut on it, but he already had a beer gut, so it was like super.
it was a redundant,
yeah,
redundant
it was
very, beer
it was
gut
an
shirt
empty gesture. I'll just say that.
You don't need that. Just take the shirt off.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. And
there was two guys there that had no relation to us. And all I heard all night from the women that went was like, there's these two creepy guys. And this whole time in my head, I'm kind of like, yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah. It's these two creepy guys that didn't even know. And then later on, I find out from all the people, it's like, no, they're the people you knew.
They're the ones that came with you guys.
They're like personally invited.
That's the thing about like guys too, man.
Oh goodness. Yeah,
I have run into this a few different times where like you're good buddies with a guy. You think he's a good guy, like really good guy. He's there for you, help you move.
Yeah.
You know, and this and that.
Scratch your back if you need it.
And then all of a sudden you're talking to some random girl and she's like, that dude is creepy.
Yeah.
And then now forever you're kind of like, I don't know if I can associate with a man like that. Like all guys are creeps in one way.
I remember you telling me you had a buddy who was like, he's cool, man. He's got like a crossbow and stuff. And then he like he's in prison for like assaulting his wife.
Yeah.
And, dang.
That's definitely true.
Sounds like a great
guy.
He
actually slapped up his wife and then held a gun to her head.
Oh.
And then he was in prison for like 3 years, I think.
Yeah.
Is that long enough?
And I was like looking back at it.
Still have the crossbow, though?
I'm sure. And I was looking back to it like, yeah, he used to throw knives and... He was a cosmetologist too. So what he had
he studied the cosmos.
Yeah, yeah. No. He had in his garage a bag of like mannequin heads, or not mannequin heads, like the heads that you cut hair on.
Yeah,
yeah. Practice heads. So he had a bag of those in his garage, and he used to string them up and throw knives at them.
Oh, nice!
And then hit him with the hand crossbow and
next
stuff.
To a bag of hair that he collected. From
yes,
people.
From his victims. Yeah. So yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Oh, man. And there was one time, so I used to work at a dealership, and there was this one guy there that I already knew was a creep, but this guy was such a monumental creep that I heard from multiple people how creepy he was. Like, anytime a new girl started, a new receptionist or whatever, creep immediately off the bat. And then I went to the local mall up to the subway that was in the mall, and I was on lunch break, so I had my, like, you know, dealership shirt on where you could read where it was at. And I go up there and there's this, you know, attractive girl behind the counter. And she's like, do you know what's his name? And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, that guy's a major creep. That guy. Mm. So it was like he was creepy enough to where the random subway chick just saw my shirt and brought up how creepy he was.
Yeah.
And forever from that point, I did not associate with that human. So there's that story.
Mm.
I did want to talk for a second quickly about how COVID, man, we've talked about it a couple times. COVID, terribly, of course, shut the whole world down, blah, 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 all that stuff. But one of the worst things is how lazy it's made people.
Mm.
Like, people are just so into their COVID-ness right now.
I
like,
have to fight it every day.
I know. Yeah. And yeah, I'm with it too, to a point, but like in a professional way, I try not to let it get in the way. Yesterday I need a haircut, right? I needed a haircut. I go to the place where I normally get my haircut and it's like dim and the open sign was off and I'm like, oh, they must have had to close early today or something like that. So I honestly didn't even try. I didn't even go up to the thing. And then I called the other place, like my backup place, or I didn't call them. I just went there and they were, and it's honestly, it's like right next door. And I went there, open sign on, hours posted. Okay, good. Go to grab it. It's the door's locked. I'm like, what in the world? So that didn't work out either. So I get back in my car and I call up all of the places. Two of the places just ring until it goes to voice message machine.
This wasn't Monday, was it?
No, it was yesterday. So Wednesday. And then finally, I'm calling this one place that I've never been to, and they're like, I'm like calling, and then all of a sudden it's hello, and I'm just like, is this a salon? Like, is this a business? You know? And she's like, yeah. I'm okay. Like, do you have time for a walk in today? I just need my haircut. Like, take 10 minutes. And she's like, no, we're fully booked up. Like, yeah, I'm sure you are. You can't possibly have me wait around and like get me in between somebody. Yeah, late
in a town our size, what are you, grooming goats or something?
Yeah, I got it's the fair. Okay, yeah. We got the show animals.
Tried cutting the hair on a pig? Okay. It takes a long time,
yeah,
buddy.
I know it. But so I'm sitting in my car. I'm like, what the hell? And I look up, and then out of the place, I was still parked outside of my normal place, and a girl walks out of it, like a hairdresser. And she goes to her car to like light up a smoke and whatnot. I'm like, oh,
what?
Like, I guess they are open, you know, open sign off and this and that. And so I get out of my car and I walk up to it. Again, it's dim, just dim in there, and no open sign on. I just open up the boom, you know, walking. I'm like, you open? You know, she's like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, your open sign was off. And she's like, oh, we don't even turn that on. What the hell, man?
It'll pay me for that.
Yeah,
right.
Is that COVID or is that just people are just garbage?
That's just shitty small town businesses.
Yeah. And by the way,
there's no competition around here. So like no business classes whatsoever. There's a severe epidemic of businesses around here that open up and the ownership or management has never even stepped inside of a business before, let alone like took a management course.
Right.
You know, so yeah, give it 3 months and it'll be shut.
It'll be shut down. But the thing is, look up. I challenge you. Look up DeQueen hair cutting or something.
There's
12 places in a town this size with like 6,000 people.
It's like chicken houses and then beauty salons.
Yeah. And the thing is, I think one of the worst things you can do in a town like this when you don't have that much business education is open a business in like your passion.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because now your passion is now your business. So that's when I walk in and you're like, what? No, I don't even turn the open sign on.
We were talking to somebody recently who was like, yeah, I think I'm going to open up my own restaurant.
Yeah.
And we were like, what, are you stupid? Yeah. What do you mean you're going to open up? He's like, well, I like cooking. Okay, well, cook at your house, all right?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Like,
means 12 to 16 hours of cooking 6 days a week now if you open a restaurant.
Now, I love cooking, so I'm going to open up a restaurant so I can hate cooking.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. And
hire a bunch of dummies that are like, no, we don't even turn the open sign on anymore.
Right. You had talked about, and I think it's a brilliant idea. You said if you had like gotten rich, like want lottery or whatever it is, you just come and do a bunch of money, you would like to open up like just that tiny little corner store that like just serves breakfast.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
well, maybe sometimes.
Exactly. That's the point. You could literally
feel like it.
Yeah. You could literally just come in and just rip the fork out of somebody's hand as they're like mid eating the pancakes. You're like, we're closed. And just like take their plate away and go. But the breakfast.
But I'm a billionaire.
Yeah, exactly. You don't care about the lost business. And the breakfast is so good that people keep coming back. Mm-hmm. But it's like the eccentric owner. It's fun. You got to go to Patch.
The breakfast is more like it's an exception, not the rule, you know?
You're not. I guaranteed you not a good time. I just guaranteed you breakfast. You've had it. Yeah. All right. Maybe only some of it, but you got it.
Still had some.
Yeah, that's right.
That's funny.
Oh man. And
I'd like to be a billionaire to have a business just to treat people like trash.
Yeah, absolutely. That'd be cool.
Imagine if you being a billionaire, you have a bit. Let's say you have like a a fast food restaurant, and you know. Within that restaurant, you have people that don't want to work.
Right.
A lot of them, often.
Right.
But you implement checks and balances to make sure they're working.
Right.
Like a timer on the drive-thru.
Oh, just like an average time waiting type
right.
thing.
Right. How long did the people in the drive-thru have to, from start to finish as they're driving off, And how do you set a checks and balances for that? Well, you could put a little pressure plate in the, right at the window and see how long physically how long the cars sit there.
Right. Until your 450-pound employee steps on it and busts it, you know. You have to take it out of their paycheck. My idea would be, well, I don't know, I'd be like, you know, it, your productivity levels just haven't been that great. You know, I think maybe what you need is maybe a two-week vacation. So I actually have you a ticket to Kandahar in Afghanistan for the next 2 weeks. And and just when you come back, if you come back, you know, we'll just hopefully...
come back and they just...
radicalized.
Yeah, they're totally radicalized. Yeah.
So I can't touch the McRiblet anymore, okay? It's not halal.
Oh, shoot. But, the drive-through, though.
Then, of course, every human being finds a way to get around something, right?
Yeah.
So then the local fast food restaurant is like, oh, well, would you pull forward, please?
Oh, yeah. I hate that.
I'm like, wait a minute. Pull forward. What are you talking about? I'm at the window where you give me my food. Yeah. Right. I've given even some of them. You give them the money a previous window.
Yeah,
and then you get to a second window and she's like, pull forward. I already pulled forward.
How
from
much
the first
forward?
One. Yeah, yeah, I mean, so
yeah, yeah.
And so after about a few of those, I'm like, no. I talked to Laura. I'm like, you know,
I'm suing them.
No, I'm like, what can I do? She's like, well, just don't pull forward. Oh. So ultimately, transaction has been completed. The expectation is that you would be given your side of the transaction at that point. You don't have to pull forward.
Yeah, they're not your boss. So you just wait there? You like rock the system?
So the next six, probably, you know, five to six times, the young lady, this was here locally, recently now have a one window system. But they had a two-window system at the time. Pull up.
They upgraded to the one window.
Right, exactly. they just used the first window as storage now.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Oh, yeah, it's just full of stacks of boxes of McChicken sauce. Yeah.
But also, so I get up there, and she's like, all right, it's going to be blah, blah, blah. I hand her my money, and then she hands me the drink.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh, hey, the such and such doesn't have to be... Couple more minutes.
Yeah.
Could you please pull forward? And the first few times I'm like, fine, you know, people's behind me. It's a long line. I would be, okay, so I do. I'm like, oh, pull forward, no problem, whatever. And then it takes an awfully long time once you pull forward.
Oh, then there's nobody out of sight.
Exactly. Yeah. And you become forgotten.
And it's like this, like, I don't know, like this the last man thing going on inside the restaurant where they're like, well, no, you have to go out there and bring it to him. Like, I don't want to.
Can't you do it? And you don't have like Jay Lindley just peering through the drive-thru window. Anymore. Like
you pulled forward.
Yeah.
So after about the third or fourth, I talked to a manager of one of them and they're like, oh yeah, they're totally cheating the system. Right. That's all they're doing. By having you pull forward, they don't have such and such done.
Oh, they're getting rid
of the pressure plate. They're getting rid of that pressure plate now in this thing that's telling
time
the bosses.
Time spent waiting.
Exactly.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So they're cheating the system. So this is where Laura and I chat, and I'm like, okay, check this out. So the next time I come
experiment
up.
Experiment
time. Yeah, experiment. Yeah. Next time I pull up, I'm sorry. I'm sorry whoever this young lady was. Yeah. She was just doing her job.
Disregard for your fellow humanity here.
She was just doing what her manager had told her. Day manager, not the general manager. Yeah, I guarantee that.
Because
general manager's in on finding out how good they're, you know, usually. Yeah,
your relief assistant day manager.
Yeah.
Exactly. She's like, so, you know, here's your drink. She's like, such and such is going to be a couple more minutes. Could we have you pull forward?
Nah.
I look in the rearview mirror and there's not a single person in the line.
Oh, okay.
And I say, no, I'll hang out here.
Whoa. Was your heart racing?
Yes. No,
I
practiced it in the mirror 30 times. So no, I'm good, bro. Man. I was ready. I was in competition at this moment. But no. So the look,
taken aback for sure.
She had not gotten that response yet.
Because we're such sheep, man.
Yeah.
When they tell me to full, I'm like, oh, yes, ma'am.
And you're listening to a 16-year-old.
They know what you're talking about.
Yeah, Jay Lindley like figured it out. He was just like, wait, excuse me? No, I'm good.
Yeah.
So then she's like,
don't know.
Sir,
let me ask my manager.
Yeah, so she turns. Of course, the manager, the whatever manager that person is, they're as greasier than the young lady.
And they're 17.
She just needed a job through the summer. So when she's going back to track, and she's actually a great kid. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. But no, the day system.
Oh, the grizzled, grizzled Jada
17-year-old veteran.
Just shows up.
The greatest seniority level.
Exactly. It's like, sir, we're going to have you pull forward.
Oh, no.
Your such and such is not ready. And I said, actually, I've paid you. Now all I have to do is get my stuff, get my food, and the transaction will be fully complete. I've done my part.
Yeah.
And then I said, plus, nobody's behind me. And as the words came out of my mouth, a car pulls up to order.
Oh, okay.
And she was like, actually, sir, there is a car behind you, or you know, in the drive-thru. And I was like, cool.
Yeah, I'm waiting.
And so I hit the automatic, window. The automatic window, and I crossed my arms as I look her dead in the eye, and the tinted window stops.
What are they going to do?
Exactly. So then I sat there for not 30 more seconds.
They'll call the police
now. And she, if you're watching this on whatever media, she stuck the arm out the drive-thru window and just held it there.
Right.
And so I looked, sat there. Then I hit the automatic, and then I, thank you, and I drove
Did you open the bag? And like, did you count everything?
I didn't take it to that level. I probably should have.
That would have been the cherry on top.
Yeah, I probably should have. But
you're a hero, Jay.
Yeah, dude, that's serious.
I went back the next day.
Uh-oh.
And they did not ask me to pull forward.
Oh, okay. It's the not pull forward guy.
Yeah.
He never pulls out.
Yeah. But
there's a Taliban guy in their red Mustang.
Yeah. I didn't go a couple weeks after that, and then I went back and they asked me to pull forward. Right. And I was like, at that point, I'm like, whatever.
Right.
Dude, I'm trying that next time.
Yeah. Totally. So I've
worked at McDonald's too.
The last time I went through McDonald's was a couple weeks ago. I got a iced coffee and a McChicken. One McChicken. I know for a fact they got stacks of the McChicken patties. Sure. Yeah. Like, it takes no time. And it was almost like instinctual for her. She comes through, she has, can you pull into number two, please? And I just gave this look kind of like it's just a McChicken. Like, I was just like, well, it's just a McChicken. It
because
should be right now.
Because pulling up there is instantly another 7 minutes of wait time.
Yes, and she saw my face, and shout out to this girl. She was kind of like, oh, hold on. Like, you know, wait. And I was like already kind of going, like, I had to, you know, stop real quick. And she's like, she just goes, McChicken! You know, where's the McChicken? And it, like, the bag comes quickly. And I got my McChicken without having to go in, you know, because I gave that face. I was kind of like, it's just, like, I'd understand if it's like I'm asking for fresh fries here, like a 20-piece nugget or something. You got 20 laying around.
Yeah.
It's a McChicken here. I'm one. You know? It's a dollar. I got to wait seven. My time is worth way more than this McChicken.
Yeah, when there's a machine that makes them and just spits them out, all somebody has to do is just catch them.
You know?
Put them in a bag and bring them to you.
Yeah. And it's all that.
I'm ready for the robot takeover. You know, just to make.
I am too, because I try to have good drive-through etiquette.
Right.
And sometimes it just doesn't work. I went through Burger King one time and ordered and so I ordered. So this is during a I had to be here to run the board for a game.
Okay.
For like, I have to operate the control board here for certain football games or on our radio station. And I was like, I was kind of running late and I really wanted food before. So I went to Burger King and I'm going through and it's like time is ticking down. You know, I go through the thing and I order and it's just taking forever. I'm like barely past the order screen before like I pretty much need to go and I can't wait any longer. And find, like, I'm going through, and you know how tight that one is. You kind of have to wait for it to ease up so you can pull around and out. And I thought the courteous thing was, like, I was, like, next in line to, like, pay and went, but I didn't have time to do any of that. I had just enough time to get up to the first window. I'm so sorry. Like, I got to go. It just took too much time. I was on a tight, you know, and she's just like, oh, like, let me ask my manager. I'm like, no, don't have time for that. Don't got time for that, you know, and like,
that's funny.
Eventually pulled out. I was like, why didn't I just leave? Why am I trying to have this etiquette, this nice thing? Because she was an asshole, you know, and I was trying to be a nice person and tell her, like, cancel that order.
Right.
You know,
speaking of etiquette, for example, if there is a stall-style restaurant. We all know those. Del Rancho, Sonic.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Those, you know, where you can pull into a stall.
At your leisure.
Yeah,
at,
exactly. But also, if you, or, you know, there was another one I was trying to think of in the moment. But anyway, but also, you can drive through. If the, especially in Sonic, the unspoken, which has recently been spoken, rule is that you only order slushies, Cokes, sodas in the drive-thru, but the stall be set up for, because the stall is the same thing.
Right.
You know what I mean? But the drive-thru is supposed to be moving. It's the drive-thru.
Right.
So if you want to order food, pull in a stall.
Right.
If drive-thru is reserved for drinks only.
Got you. My favorite thing.
You got to be an asshole to get food at Sonic anyway. So this is the asshole section. Yeah. Okay?
Yeah. My favorite thing about Sonic is when you go through and you hit the thing and it's got the bleeping red or the beeping red light thing and they go through, blah, blah, blah. And it's always like, like, it's like, oh, sorry, could you repeat that? I'm like, it's just, man, it's just a drink. Like, this, whatever it is. Tots, you know? And finally, it's like, it goes through, pay with car, blah, blah, blah. And then it'll go through the thing. It's like being ordered. Being made in the kitchen and this and that.
Inaccurate thing since CNN.
Yeah, I know. But then finally it'll be like, it's all, Bridget is on the way with your order. And like, I'm always like, what's Bridget going to look like? Yeah, like, yeah. I wonder, like, I'm
like,
is she
6'4" black guy that come, hey, Bridget.
It's Brigitte.
Mr. Washington to you, okay?
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, it's like, it's never, unless you want me to, it's never who you like are building in your mind. Like, Bridget sounds pretty hot.
You know? Yeah, right.
Come exactly. by, it's like,
yeah, okay. My coney foot long.
Yeah, you are amphibian.
What I've hated is there's this like arms race among fast food places to incorporate the double drive-through, where there's like two lanes, and all it's done is slow down the process by twice as much.
It makes you think. You know,
now it's half as you think absolutely that it's like a more efficient system, and in fact, it's just half as efficient.
Yeah,
or two of them locally just block off one of the lanes.
Right, they're just like enough with this.
Yeah,
and then people act like animals.
They do because it would maybe work better if people, if you don't insert assholes into the equation, which is at least 80%.
Like in
80%.
Sweden, it probably works well.
Yes,
but
exactly.
80%.
So you pull up first, you order first, your thing is first. You do this thing where you glance over at the other guy.
Are they moving?
Are they moving? No. So I pull forward, but there's still somebody kind of blocking you from getting forward. They're in the outer one, so they have a wider swing
and they can
to come
butt
around.
Up against.
They can butt up against.
Yes.
And it's like you're looking at them and they're not looking at
on
you
purpose.
Now. They are just.
Oh, they turn the other direction.
Yeah, they're just.
Like, My neck is broken. Yeah. I can't turn to my left anymore.
Yeah.
So.
And you see this thing happen through their little side mirror. You can see their face and then the hands of the other person like, did you order this? And he's like, no, I didn't. And it's like, I'm the guy after, you know, it's like, I just have poor etiquette is what you should say.
If you're embarrassed to be an asshole, maybe try not being an asshole.
Right?
I don't know.
Hold on. Write that down. If you're embarrassed to be an asshole,
yeah, you try not. Just try it out.
Yeah, you should only be an asshole if you're just like,
you're on.
Like I would feel better if you were doing that to me in the second drive you're pulling through, just glaring into my eyes. That would be like a power move.
Absolutely.
And I'd be like, well done, man. What am I going to say about that? You're like honking at them and they're just like, you know, pretending like they're not there.
That reminds me, you and my wife, though, for example, you have the ability to kind of be an asshole without coming off being an asshole.
Yeah.
I guess maybe because I've set up my past shows, I'm so positive all the time. Anytime I'm an asshole, people's like, oh, what have you been an asshole for? You know what I mean? They're just where Tyler like, ah, he's funny. Isn't he?
Jay Lindley, man. Everybody's like, he's the nicest guy. I'm like,
You've had to work with me for a while.
You haven't been behind him through a drive-thru, have you?
Yeah, he drives that Mustang. He's an asshole to that 16-year-old.
Yeah.
You pull forward. I'm loving, loving the idea of like, can you pull forward? Like, I'm no. You know, and it's like, looks back at the manager comes through, like, sir, can you pull forward? Like, I don't know.
My transaction has been totally complete fine. On my
You end. Guys have my money. You expect me to relinquish my money and pull away from the
no.
place where
one
I'm
tried to get smart with me and was like, oh no, well, blah blah blah. And I was like, well, if you'd prefer to just give me my money back, we will end the transaction.
Yeah.
But well, I have completed.
You're more than welcome to get in my car and put my car in reverse if you can. like now you're in my world. Yes. Right? Let's see what happens.
Like this Mexican standoff thing where they're just like well, we're not going to bring you the food until you move. Well, I'm not going to move until you bring me the food. Yeah.
And it's the, like, zoom in on the eyes.
Yeah.
The good, the bad, the ugly eyes.
It's the difference here is that my ghetto-ass apartment, I pay for my with my job. all right, you're paying with it. I'm at your work, okay?
Yeah.
You're going to be homeless if you don't just give me the food.
So. I know. Just give me the food, man. Yeah. Oh, man.
That's terrible. Cut that out.
No.
My favorite recent drive-through experience is that my wife has a relatively new car, and we went, recent, it was some time ago, go through the stupid two-lane, I'm fighting, it's like Houston, downtown Houston traffic trying to get into the pay window at our local fast food place, and they take our money, and we go up front, and they're like, well, we're going to ask you to pull forward, but hey, we'll give you your drink real quick. They go to reach the drink in and hit the window. Of the
the
window wasn't rolled all the way down. Okay, so maybe it was our fault a little bit. It was like 3 inches up or whatever. And it was fortunately it was just like the medium because
she tried to reach it through.
Yeah, like to hand it through the window of the vehicle.
You don't do that. It's a middle ground. There's a no man land.
Absolutely. That's for safety.
to avoid what's about to happen.
What exactly happened is they brought it in and it not only ripped the bottom of the cup off, it also popped the top off it shot out like a SpaceX rocket all inside the vehicle everywhere. I mean, it was like 2 liters worth of Coca-Cola. Yeah.
On your way to a gala, right? You're like in a dress and tuxedo.
And I totally got, not to steal your joke, but I was like, oh, I'm so sorry about I know you look like shit at your workplace. I really wasn't anticipating looking like that at mine today.
Imagine looking so shitty at work that you make everybody else who comes in contact with you look shitty too. My favorite one, and I might have told it, I feel like I just told it on the radio show. If I told it on the podcast, forgive me, but when I went through, I get the same, like, I only go to McDonald's for pretty much one thing nowadays. And it's if it's early enough, it stops. My McDonald's does not serve breakfast all day, so I got to be there by 10 o'clock. If I don't go to McDonald's.
Right.
Sausage biscuit, iced coffee. I love that combo. So I go through, iced coffee, sausage biscuit, please. Good. All go through. Here's your iced coffee. No waiting. No pulling ahead. Here's your thing. And I go through, and I never need to check it. It's one item. The weight is right.
Right.
I get onto the road and I reach in to grab the sausage biscuit, and it's full of like ketchup and sauces and napkins, and like it was like a bag of condiments, no food.
No
way. And I'm like, what in the world? You know, like this is, it's like creamers and like all everything but. You know, an item of food.
Oh, my goodness.
And so I pull back. And normally I would just be like, chalk it up to a loss. Like,
but you ain't got nothing to eat now.
I know. Yeah, it's not like they forgot a fry.
Because it's closed.
Exactly.
Because
right, right.
So I got to go back and wait the long ass 10 minutes through the whole drive through again.
To the speaker box?
I get to the speaker box, and I'm trying to explain. It's just not going well. Like, he's like, oh, how can I help you? You know, and I'm like, hey, yeah, I just came through. I got my receipt here. I just ordered a sausage biscuit and an iced coffee. I got the coffee, but the bag is, it's not right. It was full of, like, condiments and creamers and stuff. And he's like, and it just, like, kind of, like, clicks out. And then another one, how can I help you? Like, a different guy.
Yeah.
And I'm like...
The manager,
I guess. You know, maybe he just gets shot. Like, it gets bumped upstairs to the guy. The
he
manager.
Was already listening.
No wonder the suicide rates among McDonald's managers is so high.
I know. The people they're dealing with. But I'm like, order the iced coffee. Got the iced coffee. You know, needed the biscuit. It's not in there. You know, it's just the condiments and stuff. And
what?
And then all of it, like, I'm like, hello? Hello? And then just... this guy just yelling all of a sudden, sir, we don't have root beer. We do not have root beer right now. And I am just like, this is going to be so fun. This is so tasty. I don't know what to say. I'm like, I don't order a Ruby. I've already been through here once. You know, I just want my sausage biscuit to go with my, like, and I'm sorry, I'm just whiteness just bubbling to the surface. Like, just,
yeah. Your privilege.
Yeah, yeah. What is the meaning of this? And finally, I get it through, you know, and go through. And I try to hand him the bag of condiments back. Like, we can't take that. So just threw it out the window on the way back. But that was a recent one. I don't remember if I told that on a podcast or not.
I don't know if they just anticipate everyone's just going to freak out and act like an asshole. So their natural response is just to anger. Just cut you down by being an asshole first. Yeah. And maybe that's what I'm going to try. I'm just going to be a complete asshole from now on when I go through a drive through. Yeah.
I've talked with Laura about that. I said I've seen her, you know, just be able to be curt. And, you know, I mean, maybe not an asshole as much, but just
honest,
be
professional. Laura and the Rosses themselves, they seem like just not not a single bit of BS happening,
right?
You know,
and they're old enough to now that they don't want to play games either,
right?
You know
right.
what I mean? So that's awesome, but yeah. So I don't even remember.
And we live in an area where just everybody is like in a damn game all day long in their head. Like then nothing's serious, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're worth anything, you're out of this place.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You know. Hell, you spent all your traveling money on meth, so now you're stuck here and working at a drive-thru. And
but have you been through drive-thrus before that were like clean oiled machine?
Oh yeah,
it's unbelievable.
In Taco bigger Bell. Cities.
In bigger cities. Yeah.
Oh, this one here,
locally.
Yeah, I would
good.
Say fantastic. Absolutely. The morale is so high.
Yep. Yeah,
you know?
Not a sponsor, just a fan.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
You did the same thing that happened to me. I waited maybe 2 minutes, or something like a very reasonable amount of time,
infinitesimal amount of time.
And they gave me the free taco coupon. Yeah.
And a huge apology. So, sorry for the wait. I was like, what? Oh,
man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I have to come through and bug you.
Yeah.
That's how I'm you know. But the thing that I'm not liking about our Taco Bell, every other Taco Bell I've ever been to, it's like, can I get mild? And it's like, yeah, sure. You get like a separate bag just stuffed to the brim of mild sauce.
Wow.
That way I can just stow it away or something, right. You know? So maybe I don't bug them in the future. Maybe that's the idea. Like, I give them enough to last them
a
year.
Put them in your glove box.
Yeah. And then this one, it's like, can I get some mild? And they're like, how many? I'm like,
two.
Four? You know? Yeah. And it's like, one, two, like looking at your eye, three, four. Here you go, sir. Get the out of my drive-thru. No, it's not like that.
Though those types of restaurants are getting much smarter with their, you know, expenditures when it comes to that type of stuff. You know,
yeah,
the bottom
it makes
line.
Sense. Yeah. But we've just killed Sonic. Like, I think every 10 episodes, we have to just take Sonic down a peg, just cut the legs out from underneath.
But and you talk about having to be an asshole to eat there. I love Sonic. Yeah. Laura and I love Sonic.
The food? Or is it just drinks? Because
drinks,
honestly,
drinks
I'll be honest.
Good.
Yeah. I'll
some
be honest.
Ice creams, those blasts, Sonic blasts are cool as heck, bro.
Frozen treats and drinks are totally good. The food, I'm not going to say I hate it. There's some things I like.
There's a gluttonous about it, though. There is
definitely.
You're right.
And it tastes and smells like sweat. That's
and
Patrick's
grease.
Line there.
Yes.
Or maybe Caitlin's. Both
oh,
of
sweat,
y'all's.
No, yeah. It's the it's the onions.
Is it the onions
it's
all over?
Those diced onions, man, just permeate.
I always knew it smelled bad, but I didn't know what. And then either Patrick or Caitlin or both of them were like, "It smells like sweat." I'm like, it smells like a hockey bag.
Yes,
hockey's gym bag,
a New York City taxi cab.
Yeah, but I'll say with Sonic. Something like really kind of, there's a romantic aspect to it, you know, like
pull
you're
up,
a girl, you get
you
park, like, what do you want? Maybe you take 10 minutes or something, just like jab a jaw and this and that. All right, let's press the button. And then the guy comes
30
through.
Minutes later,
I just don't like how jarring the guy always is because you're sitting there. It's like blinking. You're just waiting. It's like, you know, it's just yelling at you like, I don't know, you know, and they never hear you because it's five cars in a row all playing music loudly. And they're like, sir, you're going to have to speak up. Like, so my head is, you know,
got a diesel next to me, dude. What? It's running
still. Smiles blast, please. All right, Heather will be out there with you. Oh, I don't even know what Heather's going to look like. She's got club foot.
Sounds fine AF. But.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. Oh, man. But I do want to take a quick second to talk about one place you can go to and be very happy with. It's the
Whatchamacallit.
The whatchamacallit. The speakeasy in Hochtown.
The one that pays for all this.
One of those.
You know.
Yeah, yeah. It's
the speakeasy.
The speakeasy in Hochtown. Yeah. That's Mountain Fork Brewery.
As well.
Yeah. Hochtown. Pays for this whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. Them. Hochtown Distilling Company.
Y'all got to, can I, I'll put this out there. I know you guys don't live as close as I do.
Right.
But I will buy you lunch at any given point out there at Mountain Fork Brewery at any time.
I love it.
Pizza, burgers, salad, whatever you're into.
They do food too?
Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. I always hear about him grabbing some crazy concoction before the podcast and stuff.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. We get
we were enjoying some of that bourbon earlier.
Yeah.
And yikes.
Very good.
Good stuff.
Very good stuff.
We got two types of bourbon. Great stuff.
Yeah, the vodka is fantastic. It's right up my alley when it comes to that type of drink. So
yes,
just shout out to them. I hear they do great food per Jay Lindley. We'll have to go up there. We're looking at doing more, getting outside of our element and
absolutely.
Stuff, especially. So we've, you know,
it felt good
speakeasy
to be out,
shows.
Out and about.
It does. It really does. It, really it does. Feels good to be back in here.
It does.
And then
too.
I'll be excited to go back out again. So maybe next week we can look at something.
Because there's an element of just hanging out with you guys. That's way right. better than kicking it with a whole bunch of people.
Of course.
Even though it's fun to go out and about. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
So. I never wanted this to be like a full-time live thing, you know? This is the element
yeah.
I want to go out of it every once in a while.
Once a certain, yeah.
And speaking about that, we got some new things coming up very soon, some more on a local level. Things that are because we went out of the box with the Tiki Cruise right away.
Yeah, we jumped out. Yeah.
That is weird.
Home run style.
Now we can do like something like with a stage and yeah. a bar right there.
Yeah.
You know,
where you like, can set up plenty of time.
Yeah, exactly. Set up plenty of time.
Plenty
that's
of time,
right.
Yeah.
That's right. We went weird with it right out the gate.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
but
and that's
worked.
Regrettable. And it worked.
It
that's
worked.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
It was rough. So. Patrick pointed out all the down spots.
Yeah, yeah.
But it worked.
Yeah, I mean, the boat didn't sink.
Yeah. It did not. It did.
At one got point, thrown in the brig.
At one point, it felt like Jaws was attacking it.
Yeah.
Remember, it was like, whoa.
It got a little choppy out there.
It got choppy. That's right. So stay tuned for that next episode. Next week, we'll be releasing the Tiki Cruise episode.
Unless it's no good, and then we won't, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And
then we'll just be like, I don't know what happened to it. I don't.
Don't.
Yep.
My computer or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Too much porn. Before,
yeah, so, right. Yeah. That's right.
I would have
that's
to erase right. my porn collection.
Yeah,
to
yeah.
On there,
it's worth a lot more to me than you guys,
big time.
So, shout out Laura Lindley, attorney at law, Mountain Fork Brewery, Hochtown Distilling Company.
.com.
So we have a new, I don't know what to call it,
crew member.
I guess
gremlin.
Gremlin.
Yeah. Idiot.
Yeah, yeah. What is it? A minion.
Ah, yes.
A new minion.
Yeah. A scallion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's she's not, it's not like she's bussing dishes into the back or anything.
All right, yeah.
That's what a scallion does, right? Scallion?
I think that's actually like an onion.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Scullion is what I'm thinking of. Scullion.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, we actually have somebody who's going to try and take our social medias to the next level.
Dun, dun, dun.
Because I can't be bothered. I just can't. Listen, I come in, I create the best content that might have ever been created. I come in,
no,
I do this.
That's Joe Rogan.
I
okay.
lay it down. Yeah. I lay it down. I do all this. I can't be bothered with the social media aspects. Please like me. I don't give a crap if you like us. But please visit facebook.com/regrettablepodcast.
Please watch my little animated video.
Yeah, yeah, for real.
That's all we want.
Yeah, so
at
we're
this point.
So we're going to give her a try out, you know. Let her do her best.
Her?
Yeah, it is a her.
Interesting.
You might
dude,
have seen
but
her.
She's like a social media marketing manager guru.
Yeah.
All right.
Apparently.
Like, she's an SGMMMG, all right?
She said so.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any credentials. As in, like, what are your credentials? That's just like you know, you got a,
yeah,
you know, 3,000 Facebook friends.
Where's your framed, you know, graduate certificate?
Your certificate. I wanted to see you be certified, which might as well just mean you went to dollar store, picked up those little frames with the, you know, it's just got the blank. You fill them out yourself.
Yeah.
You know, like I am officially certified in social media expert.
Yeah.
Is. And her name.
That's actually how I have my bachelor's degree hanging up on the wall is because I owe them money so they won't actually give me the
right,
degree.
Right.
That's funny.
Yeah, for like a library book I never turned back in.
I remember my mom, she was like, she got the letter from the high school and she's like, so it's like $300 to get the thing, the degree? Like, does that matter to you? I'm like, no. Wow. Not at all. Okay. Yeah.
Dang.
So seriously, so everybody else, all the rich kids are going up and getting their hands shaken and the thing handed to them. Yeah. And I just went up and
got your handshake.
Not even that. Yeah, that, like, that was 20. Up. That was 25 bucks to get the handshake.
You're poor. You don't get this piece of paper.
Yeah, which was most of the kids, so I didn't feel too bad.
Yeah.
You know, I was just like, just like I am, you know, people ask me, my family asked me, like, what do you want done with you when you die? And I'm just like, chunk me in the nearest dumpster, just with the garbage. Like, if it was socially acceptable, if there didn't have to be an investigation and all this policeman's time tied up, just literally throw me out with the trash. Right. Burn me with the trash, maybe even. But that would be a little smelly.
You just have to let people know, because you don't want, like, kids, like, playing around the dumpster and they find you in there.
Right. It might be Stand By Me. That was kids had fun.
Whose kids
that was
are a whole, playing in the
until
dumpster?
Until they found the dead body.
No, okay? That was a whole adventure for them. It was good. You really movie. Wanted to remove that experience for those kids? Come on now. No, whatever's serious, the least convenient, or the most convenient.
My whole degree was held up on a book that I checked out that ended up, they eventually got their cut for it or whatever, but it was a $900 book. They ended up taking it out of my taxes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and I still have the book, and you better believe that I've read it front to back multiple times. Okay.
Learned everything you possibly could.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm pulling this up right now. I'm gonna find it here in just a moment. Here it is.
It's a copy of the book's like $2,000, so I could sell it one day.
Right. Oh, that is nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's only gonna get more expensive, right?
Yeah, yeah, I figure so. The guy who wrote it's dead.
Yeah. Look at this. Top page on Reddit of all time, by the way. Yeah. Not just yesterday, not this month or anything.
Ashley, since bring it up.
The history of Reddit.
Yeah, yeah. Ashley, could you bring that up? 2,500-mile flight, 2-hour drive, 6-hour hike, and my wife is at rest. And he's dumping her into a freaking Swedish stream of some kind.
Polluting, like, some Scandinavian stream.
Yeah. Why? She's dead. She does not matter anymore. She does not know that you are taking her ashes and dumping her into a river. No matter what your beliefs are, you think she, like, the most that'll happen is she's partying in heaven, having the best time of her life, and she looks down and is like, oh yeah, my boyfriend, he was my husband, I guess. I cheated on you 3 times. But, you know, okay, yeah, it's like she looks down, she sees her or him taking this long drive, this long flight, this 2,500-mile nonsense just to do that. Are you kidding me? What an inconvenience. You die and I have to run errands for you? Oh my gosh. Throw me into whatever nearest, like dead. Like, let the landlord clean me up. If it's in my house, like, then it's just another piece of garbage. Like, that's you won't get my deposit back, essentially. That's the most that I want you to have to pay for my dead, so, stupid dead body.
I always figured, after talking to you about this, like, seriously, multiple times, I always hope that you die by, like, what's that, spontaneous combustion? You know, where there's nothing left but like a pair of boots that I have to like scoop up and put in the. Yeah. I have to like dust you up a little bit. Everything's done for me already. Yeah. There's like a bottle of whiskey, half drank a bottle of whiskey I get to take. That's my will. That's what I get in the will.
That would be my dream, is to spontaneously combust. That way, the cleanup is so minimal. You just come through, you just kick my boots off to the side, get the little, like, the little hand scraping, like the little. The little broom thing, and
it's basically
dust it
your
up.
Lifestyle. Like, I could imagine your high school yearbook photo. Yeah. It's like most likely to spontaneously combust, Tyler Macy.
Most Macy, exactly. Most likely to die and have not many people care about him. That's why I like it. Yeah. All right. Is this whole thing, take me to the Yellowstone and sprinkle me in the super volcano or whatever? Like, shut up. Well, you're not that special.
So that's all time top Reddit post.
It's in the top 10.
Okay. I mean, I guess Reddit is a better community than it was. Okay. Yeah. Because I thought it used to be a way to just like share child pornography.
Pretty much. I joined it in the era of gremlins. Like, it was just gremlins who were sharing. Yeah. Like, if forever the top post was this guy who goes to Magic the Gathering conventions and he finds dudes with big ass cracks hanging out and he like takes a photo next to him like this.
Oh, like a selfie with them?
Yes. Or not a selfie, has another guy taking the photo. So he goes around the whole convention and anybody's sitting over like,
oh, you were at the Grand Canyon? No, bro.
It's a belfie.
Yeah. Say a Magic Gathering player, he doubles as a plumber.
Yeah.
No, and
a couple
he's standing,
of whale tails scattered.
No
throughout.
Whale tails. No, okay, whale tails, because that would insinuate a sexy woman, you know?
Not necessarily. Just a really screwed up man.
Okay, I got you. Who's that? Oh, that's the person I hired.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry.
I should get a phone number.
No, but yeah, that was the top post of all time. Plus somebody trashing somebody for like, you know, complaining about their dead husband or something. That was it. And then now it's all this feel good stuff. Like, let's just scroll through the top of the top.
I remember when she showed me a picture recently. She was like, check out this cool waterfall I was at. And it was a picture of her and her friend. They were wearing bikinis. I like zoomed in on the bikinis. Yeah. And she was like, no, the waterfall's on the other side of the picture. I was like, I'm not interested in that.
Yeah. Seen them.
Oh, that was too much. Okay. All right.
Yeah. And then our producer just quit. Yeah. Top post is Rick Astley riding a bike. Then this. Then actually this one's kind of cool. It's a New York City taxi driver's guy. He's on the cover of a calendar that some guy tongue in cheek made, New York taxi cab drivers, and then other just feel good stuff and this and that, and
Rick Astley riding around on a bike that was something, I guess. Yeah,
that happened.
Took over the internet.
That did happen. Now I'll tell you, I saw Richard Gere on a bike, and if I would have gotten a picture of that, I would be rich right now.
Yes.
Yeah, because I would have been the top of Reddit, which means you get rich, right? I think.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
No payment.
There'd be
there.
A lot of neckbeards rolling around who ain't neckbeards anymore. Because again, the whole thing in neckbeards, you just need a cash flow. Cash flow will fix that up, fix up the stank, fix up the fat, fix up the everything else, the abysmal attitude and this and that. You know, a little cash flow. That's all you need.
Yeah, you don't have to work out. Cash flow will help you get a tailored outfit.
That's right.
That makes actually looks good on you.
Right. And
no
that's the whole thing. The yeah, because it's all money. It's status.
Yep.
That is our vagina. Mm. That is a man's vagina is
his
status. You got to
take care of it.
That's right. You got to take care of it. You got to make it look good. You know, doesn't matter who you are. If you got that nice status, that's what it is.
Most women, but
you got status. It doesn't matter what you look like.
True.
Yeah, but
status.
It's 2021, man. You have like male pattern baldness nowadays. You just like grow a goatee, shave your head.
Right.
You look like a biker or something.
Yeah,
weird. Badass.
There's hipsters who are shaving the horseshoe male pattern baldness. It's cool. It's like what it is. Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Like the Montgomery Burns haircut
from here on out.
That's right.
I'm going to grow it out, see what it looks like. What do y'all think?
That's what I assume.
6 months of Jalen Lee growing his head out.
The thing is, I don't think you're completely bald, right? You just got major widow's peaks.
Yeah, major. Yeah. And then, so I got like a little island of hair right here.
Yeah.
And then, then another big old island of missing hair right here.
I imagine you have a beautiful head of hair.
But right here. Right here. Oh my goodness.
Luscious.
Locks.
Yeah.
Locks.
Or get when you have the horseshoe male pattern baldness and then you let your hair grow out. Real long. Is that not the greasiest looking thing ever?
Hey, that's Jesse Ventura. Uncle Grady, Jesse Ventura, you both had it. I love you guys. Yeah. Love you both. Yeah. I love...
Rogaine is a government conspiracy. It never worked for me. How do you know? Rogaine isn't...
All right, yeah. But yeah, we do have this new person who's like looking at possibly bringing a little bit more, because she's like, you guys always talk about how you want this to be something.
Yeah, right.
But you don't do anything with this. Well, first of all, I don't know how.
Yeah. Secondly, I've never talked about this being anything before.
Right,
so.
Right.
True.
That's true.
Good
That's
point.
Why Patrick doesn't give a crap, which means he'll be off at some point.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, do you want to go to Dallas? He's like,
nah.
Oh, I got a baby. I'm like, shut up.
I got to mow the lawn that weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, I got to watch it grow this weekend.
I literally threw my phone today because I couldn't figure out how to sign out of Instagram. That's how bad it is.
You don't sign out?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm like,
You don't sign.
Yeah. You know I can't do that, Tyler. I cannot sign out of Instagram.
That's a great 60-year-old reference right
Absolutely.
There.
Yeah. See, this is why I can't do the social media. Can't make a Hal joke on Facebook. Can't make a Dave joke on Twitter. It doesn't work like that.
Hal 5000? Is that
9000.
9000. Okay.
Yeah, Hal 9000.
Okay. Well, yeah.
I hope we're both wrong. I hope it's like 7,500.
23.
Yeah. By the way, 2010.
Yeah.
Great sequel. Underrated sequel, I think.
Yeah.
You had to show me that, Patrick. Yeah.
Different movie.
Different movie altogether. Why do you got to package them up? It's like comparing, one good thing to like another lesser good thing or whatever. whatever it is.
Yeah.
But we're
it's like comparing the McDonald's sandwich that you see on a commercial to the one that you actually get.
Yeah. When both you go good.
Right?
One makes you want it. The other one makes you shit a lot.
Just like, one pretends to be something that's more than what it actually is. Yeah.
I knew a dude that he lived by making the burger exactly how you
saw
it on the TV.
I never. So here's the thing. I going back to we're just like revisiting.
Yeah.
But the first episode.
His name was Luke, so similar yet different. But okay. Yes, I agree.
I know, it's you like the, not talk about
the live podcast that we did. It's like, what else do we talk about? Tyler's Tinder Tales.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Check that one out.
Yeah.
Or we'll just regale you of it right now. But no, I worked with a bunch of Asian guys, and they were all about like just. Like just getting the orders and like just there was a competition they had to like wrap the sandwich as quick as you. I didn't compete like that.
You weren't invited.
I wasn't invited. That's right. So I was sitting there. I'm like, ka-chunk, ka-chunk, like exactly into the middle. The
little smiley face with the ketchup.
Yeah, if you got one, dude, if you didn't know me at all and you rolled through McDonald's and you got that sandwich, it was just like it was, minus the AIDS.
A whole lot of love in each one of those
McDonald's. Yeah. No, I'm lying. Not AIDS. It wasn't, it was just
your first day.
Yeah, it hadn't gone to, it was just HIV. It hadn't gone to AIDS yet. But yeah, that's the thing. They would always do that. And I got yelled at by this, this like, you know, 8 o'clock Thursday night swing shift manager.
Yeah.
He would yell at me for not being fast enough. And he was like, you're not going anywhere here. Because it's not gonna be fast enough. I'm like, I'm 16. I don't mind if like my McDonald's career ends early, you know. Unlike you, it's like, I wish I would have been general manager, but I banged my knee on the on the fryolator. So you know, now I'm good collecting workers' comp for the rest of my life.
Yeah, I mean, what are you like, Christian Bale in a North Vietnamese concentration camp?
Did him out. Yeah, I felt like it, man. It's the only white guy in the back end. That's the story of my life. I'm a white guy in the back end.
Oh.
Yeah. Never in front. I'm always behind. Yeah. No, I don't know. But that's a really bad brag, by the way. Always behind her. She never wants to look at my face. I'm always behind her.
True.
Yeah. That's true. Not good necessarily.
Yeah, it's like, she's like, yeah. So get it over with.
I'd rather just wrench my eyes closed than get it over with.
Are you done?
Yeah. Not yet. Just another 40 minutes. Because I'm like sweating really bad.
Okay. Oh my goodness.
Anyway. But yeah, this new, hopefully this takes us to new heights. This new producer.
Yeah.
This new.
It couldn't take us any lower for sure.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So as far as we got big things coming up with the Regrettable Podcast. We got another Tiki Cruise looking at. We got some other live shows to do. Nothing too far from Patrick's house because he just can't be bothered. You know, I've talked to him about like,
do it at my house.
Just do it.
Yeah.
You wouldn't go to Dallas for a live show?
Yeah, I guess I would.
Okay, cool.
Lying.
I don't have to drive, do I?
Lying on the air.
You ever been
Dallas,
to Dallas?
Shreveport.
The traffic's terrible.
I know, right?
OKC, those things?
Yeah.
Too far?
Well, Dallas, Shreveport. Let me say this.
Let's just see.
Transitioning now from my Asian managers that always busted my ass at McDonald's. They made me a better person, to be honest. They probably made me a harder worker. You were talking about this YouTube channel that you were really interested in about, and it's specifically about people from China who come to America and enjoy America so much they decide to stay.
Yeah.
Because I'm not, and this is not a shot in any other country. This is the best country in the world. The hands bar none.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
There's no, to live in. I'm not saying.
Nobody's arguing that, surely. I can't imagine.
But the thing is when you say that, the waving flag and the national anthem, none of that means anything. It's like, I can get a Whopper for a dollar. I can do, it's all the material. That's why it's so good. It's not like, you know, the stars and stripes. That's not why I'm saying that.
Yeah.
It's lifestyle.
Absolutely. I mean, it's like you say, get a Whopper in the morning, anytime you want.
Yeah.
All right. It's, you know, you can get any time of the day, you can get a Whopper, and then you can go home and, like, you know, shoot C4 with a machine gun.
Yeah.
You know, and everyone's like, cool, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So these guys were particularly intrigued, right?
Yeah. So there was two that have really stood out for me. And this is particularly, it's a little like, a vlog, I guess, a video pod.
What? You watch those?
Yeah, what?
I know. A little docu-series that follows Chinese people who move to Texas.
Right. Patrick's telling
insert
me.
Insert joke.
Like Patrick's telling me, he's like, there's this YouTube channel I'm like, hold on.
Yeah, I know.
What?
I accidentally found out about it after like watching a bunch of Xiao Ma's video. This is like this white guy who goes around to Chinese restaurants and pretends not to speak Chinese, even though he speaks fluent Chinese.
So you make fun of him?
Everybody knows this guy.
Do they make fun of him?
No.
Or like, does he capture it? Like, because you know that classic thing, like at the nail salon or something, the woman that's getting her nails done is just like they're going off about.
I've never seen one like that. It's always just like where he's speaking English to him and they like really don't understand. He's like, oh, okay, well, let me clarify for a second. And then he throws like Fuzhou-nese at him, you know,
perfectly.
And there's like 27 people in the world who
and
speak
they're just
it.
Shocked, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But yes, I got turned on to this one. It's a series. It follows Chinese people who in the last 2 decades, of some of them less than a couple of years, you know, have moved to Texas of all places. And I mean, if you're listening and you're not from America, when you think of America, you think of Texas.
Of course.
So one guy goes and for whatever reason, he just falls in love with the idea. Like he always growing up, he always knew like cowboy movies from America, you know, and just as like we think of kung fu movies from China.
Sure.
You know, he thought cowboy.
John Wayne. And,
yeah. So he's like, I'm going to be a cowboy when I come to America. You know, it's like 2020, it's a little hard to be a cowboy nowadays, but this guy figures it out. Like he joins some crew like back in like West Texas, they still do the big cattle drives that go 1,000 miles or something, and you're sleeping out on the range every night, you know. You're chasing them on horseback the whole time, rounding
no
up the strake. Yeah, no. You probably still got 5G.
Yeah,
you know, mobile or whatever. But yeah, he does that. But then the one that really impressed me was like a Chinese businessman. He came over here to like start up a little business, and he was staying in Texas and just happened to like bump into somebody who was like, "Well, hey man, you're from China, you know? Well, why don't we go do some hog hunting one night? It's the thing to do around here." And he's like, "Okay," and he goes with them, and they go hog hunting. The guy loves it, and now he takes other Chinese people out on hog hunts, deer hunts, whatever. If it like moves, he'll take them out to shoot it. And his firearm collection is absolutely amazing.
Wow.
And he was just holding like an AR-15. It had like one of those like 100-round drum magazines on it. You know, it was just decked out all kinds. It was like a $10,000 firearm, you know. And he's just like, yeah, in China they would put me in prison for owning something like this. But he's like, here in Texas, America, you know, like
do what you want.
Yeah, exactly. This is just a toy, you know.
You be a girl or a boy.
Mm. So,
with a $10,000 rifle, and you shoot hogs as whatever gender
I'll
you want to be,
you whatever Mr. or Mrs. Absolutely,
No putting you in prison at the end of the day.
No, you know? Never.
Unless you got a little bit of marijuana on you.
Yeah, just a tiny little morsel of marijuana.
20 years.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. So
I got you.
Yeah. That's very interesting. I like the idea of like being a Southern guy, taking a guy from a different country and maybe being like, I don't know if he'll like this. I'll just show him what I like to do. And then giving the rifle over, why don't you try it, man? And he just takes his first round to do a hog. And you know when those hogs are running and then when they get shot, how it looks.
Yeah.
And you just kind of like, I just did that.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
I could just do a human.
Yeah. No. Not that one. He'll join Squeal Team 6. That's the one. You know. Guys, that's going to about do it.
Is it?
I think so.
I had one other thing to talk about. I don't know. Like Afghanistan?
No. All right. We're going to keep rolling. We're going to keep it rolling here. We'll look at that maybe next time or something. Right. But no, sir.
Dude, everyone's going to forget about Afghanistan by the next time. All right?
No. He saves me. He saves it for when I'm like, all right, well, that's about it, guys. And he's like, wait, no, I got this 40-minute piece I wrote about Afghanistan. Jeez. All right, well, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. I'm going to try and buy Patrick some lunch or something, make him happy. And that's going to be it. Next episode, you're going to be hearing our voices coming live from Broken Bow Lake, the Tiki Cruise. That's going to do it, though. Thanks for listening to the Regrettable Podcast. Thank you to Laura Lindley, attorney at law, one of my favorite people ever. north side of the courthouse, downtown to Queens, 642-4462. Give her a call. Licensed in Oklahoma. Idabel, sure.
Is there?
Yeah, yes. Is Idabel. Yeah, yeah, Arkansas and Oklahoma. And
Idabel, Wyoming.
Yeah, exactly. And then also to Hochatown Distillery / Mountain Fork Brewery / the speakeasy. So thanks so much, and catch you next week for the Regrettable Podcast.